Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and you're listening to Powerful Partnerships. Today's blog post is called My Fixer Upper. During my years in graduate school, I was fortunate enough to spend the summers at my parents' vacation home on the Chester River near Chestertown, Maryland. During the week, I was there by myself. I cut the grass, did a few chores, but I had a lot of free time, too. We had a sailboat called the O'Day Rhodes 19 that I sailed almost every day. After about 4 years, I wanted to sell her. She sailed beautifully, but she required a lot of maintenance, and I was hoping we could acquire a self-bailing all-fiberglass boat that would require less care. Of course, I needed to sell the boat we had before I could buy another one. It was the first time I had really looked critically at this boat of mine, and I realized that she needed a lot of work before I could put her on the market. I hauled her out of the water and took on the task of restoration as a quick summer project that I didn't expect would take too long. Unfortunately, every time I restored one part of the boat, I became acutely aware of the parts that didn't look so good. At one point, I decided to remove all the mahogany combing and floorboards so that I could sand and varnish them. Well, once they were removed, I realized, I need to replace the mast step, this huge piece of hardwood that supports the weight of the 28-foot mast. This was a big, messy job. During some heavy, noisy sanding, wearing a dust mask and sweating in the hot sun, I would think, what was I thinking taking this on? I'll be here all summer. In the end, however, the boat really sparkled. We purchased her used, and she had never looked this good in all the years we had owned her. It was ironic that someone else, not me, would be the beneficiary of my hard labor. I couldn't stop admiring my handiwork and thinking of the price I would now be able to get for her. Then, a funny thing happened. I fell in love again. I couldn't bear to part with this boat into which I had put so much time and effort. I took her off the market after 24 hours and sailed her with a greater sense of appreciation and love for the next 4 years. That's the way it is with boats. If you put in the work required to maintain them, you end up with a thing of beauty that you fall in love with again and again. If you neglect even the finest yacht, it eventually looks like hell. And that's the way it is with relationships, too. I never thought I could love my wife more than I did 27 years ago, but I do. I believe that my increased appreciation for her is a result of the work we put into maintaining our partnership and keeping it great over the years. You may feel that you've worked very hard on your relationship, but despite your best efforts, you aren't at a place that's fulfilling with your partner. To you, I say, don't give up. Until now, you may not have had the best tools. If you want to fall in love again and create a relationship that'll continue to reward you as long as you live, please treat yourself to the next Powerful Partnership 8-week teleseminar. Even if you do it by yourself, it's worth doing. The efforts you put into practicing what you're going to learn will really pay off. I guarantee it. The next teleseminar starts September 16th, and there's a substantial discount for early registration. Anyway, you can click right on the blog site to find out more about it. I hope to join you there. Thanks a lot. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships.